This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back on March 15th, 2018. We're talking life on Earth. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LFER. And with us today is the CEO of that company, going to bring us up to speed on his new closing of the giant beverage company, is no other than Fernando Oswaldo Leonzo. Fernando, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you for having me back. It's always good to be here.
It must be an exciting time over there, life on Earth, closing a big deal such as giant beverage company. Can you bring us up to speed and tell us where we're at on that?
Sure. So back in late April, we made the announcement that we had officially closed that acquisition. The only thing that was left was the audited financials that needed to be filed, which we recently just did. So at this moment, we're in the process of integrating that operations into our overall company, and of course, trying to position it for hopefully the next quarter to be able to introduce a lot of our own products through there. But yeah, we're glad that we've finally gotten beyond that, and now we're focused on our brand building aspect of our business.
Well, you know, you guys are basically a consumer-based brand accelerator company, which is a dynamic, innovative. You guys do all natural consumable products. You focus on beverages and snack industry. What is Giant going to bring to the table for you guys?
Well, Giant is basically an infrastructure play, if you will, on this. It's part of our overall strategy and plan to have anchors on both coasts of the United States, here in the East Coast in our home market of New York, and of course our acquisition that we did 2 years ago of Energy Source out of the West Coast, out in California, Northern California. So now with that said, what this does, Giant does, is gives us access to be able to go directly to several hundred retailers inside the New York City area, and of course be able to expand from there to the greater metropolitan region of New York by way of using other direct store delivery, as we call them, DSDs, wholesalers and beverage distributors throughout the region. And of course, with Giant having access to warehousing, vehicles, deliveries, and routes, the overall strategy and plan is to implement the rollout of our own brands into those retailers, into those routes, if you will, which helps us to better monitor and really market our brands in the marketplace here in New York. And of course, in the long term, of course, is to be able to gain the margin on a higher end because we're going directly to the store. So in every aspect of the strategy, it really plays well into being able to build our brands organically and directly from our own operations in the biggest market in the United States, the New York City metropolitan market.
You know, here's what I really like about you and your team and your company, and correct me if my numbers are wrong. In 2016, you guys did $193,000 in revenue. In 2017, you did $2.4 million. With the acquisition of Giant Beverage Company, obviously, I don't know what their run rate is in revenues, but I'm sure it's in the millions. What's that going to do for you in 2019?
Yeah, so our fiscal year 2019 started June 1st. And so, as I mentioned in prior press releases, and basically the size of our company has more than doubled, or at least has doubled from fiscal year ending 2018. Our fiscal year in 2018 ended May 31st. So with the added acquisition of Giant, we should be about double the size. And then, of course, we recently made an announcement that we signed a binding term sheet to acquire another brand that would put at least another $1 million of revenues on top of that. So right now our run rate is to try to achieve $7 to $8 million in revenues organically for fiscal 19. And I think that, you know, obviously it does not include additional acquisitions that we're negotiating and in the midst of negotiating. Obviously, we have not made any announcements of who or what those companies or brands are. But the goal here is to continue to grow both our business or organically at the same time that we can have accretive increases in top line revenues by making strategic acquisitions in the brand space in particular.
You know, I read that you guys are in the middle, or you guys did sign a binding term sheet with Chilpran. You know, I want to talk about that, but getting back to the beverage company, can you tell us what the revenue run rate was for 2017 for them, and how much did you pay for the company?
Yeah, so that was all disclosed in an 8K filing. Anybody can go online and look at it, but in short, they're doing a little over $3 million. So the goal here is to not just be content with that. The goal is to obviously increase those revenues and sales, and of course primarily with our own brands. So the starting point would be about a little over $3.2 million or so that they did for 2017, and then of course build that from there on top of what we were already doing coming into the deal.
Now, I'm not really familiar with the Chill brand. What does that bring to the table for your guys' company if you do close that?
Yeah, so the Just Chill brand is a brand that's based out of Los Angeles. It's been in the Southern California market for quite some time, at least now going over 7 years. And it's a brand that has had a level of presence, or let's say a higher profile presence than our existing brands like Victoria's Kitchen and Grand Nevada. But the overall goal here is to get these, to expand the business that's sort of been in place for quite a while. There's been a tremendous amount of resources put into that brand over the years to make it, to get it to the profile that it is, in terms of, it being featured, for example, in several well-known publications that has appeared on, for example, the Fox Business Channel. And so from a social media standpoint, certainly has a lot more presence than our existing portfolio of brands. And this is our overall strategy of our brand accelerator business model, which is basically taking these brands that are doing a certain range, if you will, integrating them into our, centralized, more efficient operations platform, and then by utilizing the efficiencies of our organizational structure, being able to manage multiple brands in several key markets for us, and then really to start to grow them, gradually grow them, if you will, or more importantly, exponentially grow them, hence the word brand accelerator business model. So our goal is to take the Just Chill brand as a leading brand of ours to more retailers, more distribution points. Of course, the giant beverage company and the energy source distribution that we have in the West Coast, those are two distribution points where Just Chill was not distributing, was not being sold through, and now we are. So this is the overall strategy of building that brand into one of our category leaders.
The company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Life on Earth, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LFER. You've been listening to the CEO of the company, Fernando Oswaldo Leonzo. Fernando, in closing, where do we go from the 2019? What do you expect for the new calendar year? And maybe you could give us a fresh outlook on it.
Yeah, so right now in the back half of this calendar year, 2018, where our goal is to integrate, close obviously the Just Chill brand acquisition, and then consolidate our operations, our DSDs, and our brands. And like I mentioned before, we're in the process of speaking with, or actually negotiating with already, with two additional brands, which we're even be a higher, they have a higher profile than even the ones that we have on the portfolio. But at the end of the day, our goal is to end the year with at least 4 to 5 brands under our portfolio. Quite candidly, we're looking to even double the size of the company by then, because those brands, like I said, are higher profile. They're generating more revenues than what we currently have in our own brands. And, of course, integrating them into the DSD networks, our own DSD networks that we have. And then, of course, expanding the synergies, right, the supply chain synergies of the companies and the brands and so forth. I think this is where we think that the overall strategy, if people look at us, is it's really a company that will have a portfolio of brands that will gain traction, will have higher profile presence, if you will. People will be able to recognize the retailers where they're at, if not locally, at least nationally, they'll be able to know where these brands are being placed and located and distributed. And here's an opportunity that people can have access to owning these brands with us by being shareholders in our company.
Well, Fernando, you've said it all today. You've said a lot. I want my listeners to take a look at this company. I think it's undervalued. Compare where they're at right now and where they're going to be going here in the next 12 to 18 months. That's Life on Earth, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LFER. Their market cap's only a little bit above $10 million. In closing, Fernando, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to my listeners?
No, please. Well, if anything, we're certainly revamping a lot of our social media and market presence. Soon we'll have the ability to have shareholders have access to gaining access to samples and products and so forth. So this is an opportunity where people can finally be able to see and touch and feel a lot of the products and brands that we carry, our own portfolio, if you will. And I think this is a great a way for us to build a family, if you will, of not only shareholders, but also consumers. Consumers that ultimately can become shareholders or vice versa, right? Shareholders that ultimately can become consumers. I think this is a great story for us, and we're just getting started.
I believe so. Well said. I thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update. I appreciate for your time.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Everett. Good talking to you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.